Welcome to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast. I'm your host, Hasan Sorrells. The purpose of this podcast is to really reflect on and really think about and read from and learn from the great books that have been written in the past. When we talk about great books, often what we think about are names like Ernest Hemingway, Willa Cather, John Steinbeck, or maybe, if we remember our English classes, Robert Louis Stevenson or Jack London. These are all great authors, but there is a difference between a great author and a great book. A great book does not necessarily have to have a great author, although they very often do. A great book is a book that has stood the test of time and has been able to enter into the canon, in particularly the canon of Western culture. The reason why we are focusing on the canon and the books that are in the canon of the Western culture is because in the United States of America, we are part of Western civilization. We are part of the great roiling wars, plagues, governmental problems, collapses, and revolutions that defined the rise of Western civilization from the end of the Roman Empire all the way through the beginning of the 20th century. At the beginning of the 20th century, other things began to happen, of course, and other authors and other writers began to enter the canon. As the canon has expanded, the greatness of books has not declined, but the nature of those authors may have. And that is something that we will discuss in the course of this podcast. Leadership is huge. It is the coin of the realm for people. You cannot be a good leader. You cannot even be a great leader if you do not understand the past. And those, of course, who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. I believe a great author wrote that. What we can learn from the great books of the past is how not to repeat the same lessons. We can also learn that the things that we have done, the things that we have experienced are not anything new. They are, in fact, very old. They are, in fact, very common. And they do, in fact, have solutions that we can apply even today. The last reason for reading the great books and for gleaning leadership lessons from them is to learn that we are not alone. To learn that the great voice of history, beginning all the way back in antiquity and extending forward even to the 21st century, has applications for you no matter your race, your gender, your class background, or even, quite frankly, whether you speak English or not. Great books elevate us. They bring us past the daily grind. They let us know that life is not just one damn thing after another, and instead, they bring us, particularly us as leaders, to the pinnacle of our performance and the beginning of the summit of our perfection. This podcast will explore all of these topics. This podcast will discuss all of these areas, and we will begin by reading what is probably the hardest of one of the greatest, the hardest chapter in one of the greatest books ever written in the English language, the King James Bible. We will begin with the book of Nehemiah, and we will discuss how the building of a wall and the problems inherent in merely building a fortification can provide examples, can provide lessons, and can provide insight for us even as we seek to build up or tear down our own walls in our own fractious 21st century. I look forward to you joining me on this journey.